The mine off State Highway 32 near Forest Ranch won't be affected. The Board of Supervisors ruled that the county did not violate its own rules about notifying neighbors about meetings concerning significant development projects. The Planning Commission approved plans to enlarge the mine by 45% to 12.1 acres. Operators anticipate removing nearly 500,000 cubic yards of gravel over the next 24 years. Some neighbors said they didn't participate in the Planning Commission's process because they never learned about the meeting. Officials said the owners of the 10 nearest parcels were told, but 7 of the 10 are owned by the applicants, the rest by the City of Chico. One neighbor claimed officials told her that all property owners within 2 miles of the mine would be notified. But officials struggled to find any evidence of that. Butte County Council Bruce Alpert addresses County's Development Services Director Tim Snellings.
Someone from the public said that representation was made, but yes. You don't find any confirmation that Development Services made that representation.
Correct. Okay. Which is to your point about why we shouldn't have these agreements, we ought to put it in the code.
The issue will come back to the board at a later date. In other board action, Dr. Mark Lumberg's contract to treat substance abuse patients was extended. The county moved forward with plans to comply with the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, approved $3.5 million in work at the county landfill, and signed an agreement to purchase a bulldozer. Additionally, Shelby Boston, director of the County Department of Employment and Social Services, said 37 families that survived the campfire are staying at the Lime Saddle Campground and 4 at the CMA Church in Paradise. These are families ordered off their own land because of debris. Officials are negotiating with PG&E to make the DeSalba picnic area available as well. Tom Brown of Cal OES told the board that 286 lots have thus far been cleared of debris. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.